This is Bob Williamson. I told you so. Back in 2008, I tried to warn readers nearly every day not to elect then-Senator Barack Obama. I received volumes of hate mail and unsubscriptions and even a few threats. Well, the people did not vote their moral conscience, and I knew they wouldn't. Below is the words for the day that I wrote the day before the election back in 2008. And it is with great sadness that I say, I told you so. Quote, well, tomorrow is the day that we have all been anxiously awaiting. The day the campaign ads, including television, radio, and nuisance emails, will cease. After pontificating on the election results for a few weeks, even the idiot talking heads on the news will hopefully cease as well and maybe join the ranks of the unemployed, whereby their champion, Obama, can take care of their every need with his massive welfare system. Maybe the media will give us much-needed rest and go on to counting the billions of dollars they raked in during this election. I wonder what God will be thinking about millions upon millions of American citizens going to the polls and voting for Obama, a staunch advocate of abortion, murder of untold millions of innocent unborn babies, including the hideous and barbaric trimester partial birth procedure that utilizes a large needle to stick in the head of a baby to suck out the baby's brain and thereby kill a sweet little baby. Stem cell research on human embryos, gay marriage, preventing schools from teaching creationism as an alternative to evolution, and the other antichrist, ultra-liberal agenda items of the far left. I pray that once he is elected, that he will not lead our country to turn its back on Israel. And I encourage you to do the same, as that will truly be the biggest blunder that we could make, and I fear will be the end of the United States. Too many Americans will vote for this person who claimed that his pastor is one of his most trusted advisors. Problem with that is that this pastor is a hate-filled radical that spews out his venom to a Chicago church that shouts and applauds every syllable of his racist diatribe. Mr. Obama states that he has faithfully attended this church 80% of the time for the past 20 years. I can only assume that he was right there with them shouting his approval. This pastor preaches hatred and racism as well as any Nazi or Muslim fanatic, as documented in one of his most famous sermons, which was entitled, They Say God Bless America, I Say God Damn America. Nice. My fear is that God will punish this great nation of ours, as he has other nations that have turned their back on him, as recorded in the Bible throughout time as we know it. Americans will vote their pocketbooks as well as cast their vote to punish the existing political party instead of holding their nose as I did when I voted early and cast my vote utilizing spiritual considerations and voted against the Antichrist agenda and voted for the Republicans. If ever the election goes as everyone thinks it will and Obama is elected along with his Democratic majority in both the House and Senate of Congress, I'm praying that Jesus will intercede for us and pray for us and speak these words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I would like to offer a prayer myself this morning. Please bow your head and whisper this prayer. Lord, please do not withhold your blessings from this great nation and lead us into great revival in spite of our mistakes. Have mercy on us, Lord, because too many have not searched their heart in voting against the moral standards upon which you established and commanded that we obey and upon which our founding fathers established this great country. Lord, large numbers of people in this country still live by one nation under God, and we still live by the words on our currency, in God we trust. Please forgive us and have mercy upon us for the many blunders and mistakes that we make, and do not punish the entire nation as a steadfast remnant remains, exceedingly faithful to you, O Lord. Our hope remains firm in you, Lord, and we look forward to claiming your blessings in obedient reverence. Amen. My name is Bob Williamson, and I approve this message. End of quote. Yikes. I sound eerily like a prophet today. Unfortunately, God did not answer my aforementioned prayer, and today we are reaping what we sowed in electing this evil person, not just in 2008, but again in 2012. America is a mess, and God has turned his back on us. Vote in the upcoming election in November and vote for those who stand up for God and his laws, or we will suffer even more. Revelations 18:1. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was made bright with his glory. And he called out with a mighty voice, "Fallen! Fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable beast. For all nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality, and the kings of earth have committed immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich from the power of her luxurious living." Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues, for her sins are heaped high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities." This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.